Do vaccines cause autism? No, and here's why.
Hello, I'm Michael, and this is...
Peyton!
Yay!
Autism is a development disorder that is characterized by difficulty in social interaction and communication and restricted or repetitive patterns of thought and behavior. There are different types of autism as low-functioning and high-functioning autism.
One thing critics continue to bring up is the ingredient thimerosal. Thimerosal is a mercury-based preservative used to help keep the vaccines viable. Even though the research has shown that thimerosal does not cause ASD, the critics will continue to use that as a fact that it indeed does, even though the research shows otherwise. A 2013 study that looked into if the amounts of antigen in children aged 1 to 2 were different in children with autism or in children that without autism. The study showed that the number of antigens, or the antibodies that fight the dangerous deadly diseases, was the same in both children, so that adds to the argument that vaccines do not in fact cause autism.
Most scientific and medical experts are satisfied that no connection exists between vaccines and autism and other neurological development disorders. Still, critics continue to question the issue. Not only do they question the relationship between autism, but they also bring further culprits they believe might play a role in development of autism. Researchers continue to examine these questions, but there's no evidence that these factors play a role in autism development. Most autism researchers hold that the cause of autism are many and include genetic and environmental factors, but do not involve vaccines.
Today, researchers continue to say that there are no connections between vaccines and autism, yet critics continue to spread the false correlations between the two instead of the actual causes like genetic and environmental factors.